I'm talking to you today from the subject, the power of a made-up mind. Repeat the subject after me. The power of a made-up mind.
Of a made-up mind.
This church, this ministry are a school. The power of a made-up mind. The text is found in Psalm 57 and 7. Repeat it after me as I shall read it. My heart is fixed, O God.
My heart is fixed, O God.
My heart is fixed.
My heart is fixed.
I will sing. And give praise.
And give praise.
I will quote from Reverend Ike, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. Repeat it after me. If you want to be something,
if you want to be something,
to do something,
to do something,
or to have something,
or to have something,
first, get it in your mind.
Get it in your mind.
Make it up in your mind.
Make it up in your mind.
First. For a moment, I would like to use a bit of what they taught me in the theological cemetery. I mean seminary. And pay homage to just a bit of homiletics and hermeneutics. Homiletics being the science and the art of delivering a religious address. Hermeneutics, the science of scriptural interpretation. The word heart, as used in the scripture we just read, my heart is fixed, indicates the deeper mind, the subconscious level of mind, where thoughts, moods, attitudes, and ideas settle down and determine your destiny. So then the heart is the deeper mind, the subconscious level of mind, where your thoughts, moods, attitudes, ideas, and beliefs settle down, and from there they determine your destiny. The scripture goes on to say, my heart is fixed. The word fixed here indicates settled in the mind. Fixed indicates the state of having a matter made up in the mind. Now, here is a statement that I want you to latch on to, because it is something that every one of you have, and some of you may not be aware of it, and I want to make you aware of it. Here it is. You have the God-given power to make up and create in your mind whatever good you desire. I'm going to put it in the first person and have you repeat it after me. I'm not interested in simply an intellectual exercise in my messages. I want to impress this upon your subconscious soul. There is a lot of purposeful repetition. Repeat this after me, please. I have. And I want you to say it with your hands, with your voices. That alerts your subconscious mind that there's some good stuff coming that you want it to catch. I have.
The God-given power.
To make up. To create. In my mind. Whatever good I desire. I want you to think of this making up of the mind and making up something in the mind in a sense of making up dough to make biscuits or cookies or whatever. I'm going to repeat this again with you. And this time I want you to call your name. Instead of saying I, if your name is Susie Jones, I want you to say Susie Jones. If it's Henry Brown, I want you to call your name. And then follow it with this statement. I. Call your name. I have the God-given power. To make up. To create. In my very own mind. Whatever good. I desire. Now here's another statement. Just listen to this. Once you make up, fix, and settle what you want in your mind, then the God in you will bring it to pass. As a person, it is your business to make up, to fix, to settle what you want in your mind. This is so important. Too many people complain, "Oh, Reverend, I'm not getting anything out of life." Well, what have you made up in your mind? Ladies and gentlemen, you're only going to get out of life what you make up your mind to have. I spoke in Los Angeles some years ago at the Scottish Rite Auditorium on this subject. And a couple of young men saw me on the street the next day and said, "Oh, Reverend Ike, that was some good stuff you talked about yesterday. And as soon as we get some money, why, we can do that." Let me give you a shocker. It doesn't cost 1 cent to make up your mind. Say that with me. It doesn't cost 1 cent to make up your mind. You can be penniless, as my mother would say, as poor as Job's turkey. Ladies and gentlemen, things begin to happen the moment you make up your mind. The power of a made-up mind is the power of God in you. And you turn on the power of God in you by making up your mind. I said a moment ago that I could have still been in South Carolina sitting on a log in the woods saying, "Poor black me." I've told you time and time again, my mother taught school in one room, 7 grades. I and my mother walked to school every day 4 miles, and 4 miles back, she got the princely sum of $65 a month. I remember one time my mother showed me $700 cash that she had saved over the years. I don't know how she did it. But she had made up her mind. "I'm tired of walking these 4 miles to school every day and back for just $65 a month." And she took me and those $700, went to the next big town, which was Savannah, Georgia, and ordered concrete blocks and built a store in the front yard. And she operated that store until she passed on. But where did that begin? It began when she made up her mind that she wanted to do better. Many days as we walked those dusty and sometimes muddy roads, people would pass in their cars and splash mud on us. Busing was not an issue in those days. They rode the bus and left
the walking to us. And you know I'm not a racist. I'll have to say this if somebody's here for the first time. I'm not a racist. The only color I have any respect for is green. And if you get enough of that, people won't care what color your face or anything else is. Anyway, I could have cursed those people riding in those cars. I could have become a rabid racist, walking those dusty, muddy roads was when I made up my mind. That's where all of my Rolls Royces began. While I didn't have a penny, ladies and gentlemen, hear this, everything begins with a made up mind. Say that with me. Everything begins with a made-up mind. I challenge you, I dare you sitting here today. I don't care what you've got, what you haven't got, or what your condition may or may not be. Make up your mind about something right now while you're sitting in this seat. You don't like where you're living? Right where you're sitting, make up your mind, I'm moving. You need some more money? Right there, sitting in your seat, make up your mind, I'm going to have some money. And don't equivocate about it and mess around about it. Lord, if it's your will, give me some money. Lord, if it's your will, help me make up your mind. Money and everything else is first of all made up where? In the mind. My favorite scripture in the Bible that I perhaps quote more than any other is from Paul in the 12th chapter of Romans. Be you transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Everything begins with a made-up mind. I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, nothing can stop the power of a made-up mind, because the power of a made-up mind is the power of God. I want to repeat that again and have you repeat it after me. The power of a made-up mind,
the power of a made-up mind,
is the power of God.
Is the power of God.
God in you is your power of creation, and God in you creates for you according to what you have made up, settled, and fixed in your mind. Therefore, make up your mind to have health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and more money. Make up your mind right now. Over the years, I've told you this true story, and it's worth running by you several times a year, about the lady who was sick for many years, an invalid. Her husband took her to all kinds of doctors, took her to many healers, might have even sent and got the prayer cloth if I had been around. This was long ago. I wasn't around in the flesh then. She didn't get any better. Her husband worked every day and came home every night and left her in bed and found her in bed. One day when he came home, he found her switching in the kitchen. He said, "My God, honey, what happened? Did you take that new medicine from that new doctor?" "No." "Did you say those new prayers?" "No." Said, "My God, honey, what happened?" She said, "Well, I was just laying in bed just feeling bad and just hurting and sick as I can be, and you had done everything. I'd done everything I knew how to do. I prayed all I knew how to pray." And she said, "I just finally opened my mouth wide and yelled out, 'Oh, hell, I'm well.'" And she said, "I just flung those covers back and jumped out of bed." Now, I know some of you are not used to this kind of praying, but you see, I pray like that. What a healing prayer. Oh, hell, I'm well. There's some of you right now, some of you right over there ought to pray that prayer like that. Because you've been praying those little nice sissified prayers. You've got to pray some real He-Man prayers. You've got to pray some prayers with hair on its chest. You've got to pray some prayers with strong triceps and biceps. Those little old namby-pamby, please, Lord, it is your will. But the lady made up her mind. It was a prayer of making up her mind. What did she say? Come on, together. Oh, hell, I'm well. Yes, you got to make up your mind to be well. And I'm going to tell you something else. A lot of people come here, they want me to read them. I'm going to read some of you. A lot of folks don't want to be well. You'd have to get off a disability and work. I detect that. I read that about a lot of folks I pray for. But let me tell you something, folks. If you don't want to be well, if you haven't made up your mind, and you don't want to make up your mind to be well, don't waste my time.
All right. Come on now.
I'm going to tell you something else, too. If you don't want to be something, do something, and have something, don't waste my time. You might as well go somewhere else. Because if you hang around me, I am determined to make you rich. I am determined to make you eternally youthful. You know what I've got made up in my mind concerning my health? I have made it up in my mind that I am not interested in getting old and feeble as the years go by. I have made it up in my mind that I'm going to get sweeter as the years go by. All this business of sickness and old age is a negative making up of the mind. You don't have to make up sickness in your mind. You don't have to make up old age. Look how old God is. God's not sick because he's old. God's not feeble-minded because he's a few billion years old. And I'm serious about this God in me, this God in you. Someone has truthfully said that man can be the inlet and the outlet of all that there is in God. Do you know what your purpose is? Maybe you don't know. Do you know why you are incarnated? Do you know why you're here in the flesh? You are here in the flesh to demonstrate God, to show forth God. You are here to be the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, this one is heavy. Hold on to your seat now. I'm winding up this message. You holding on? Tighten your hat pin, sisters. You are here to be the second coming of Jesus. And if you ever see the Christ come again, the Christ will have to come in you and through you and as you. And the Christ cannot come to you until the Christ comes through you. You wouldn't know him if you saw him until you find him in you. And I've got scripture to prove it. You remember after the resurrection of Jesus, some of his disciples were walking down the road saying, "Oh, see how they done my Lord. It's a shame how they killed him. They crucified him and they buried him and he's dead. He was such a wonderful man." The Bible said that Jesus himself drew near, spoke with them.
All right.
Didn't recognize him. Before the crucifixion, they had associated with him. They were probably there and ate the bread and drank the wine after he had turned the water to wine. And it might have gotten a little buzz from it. Excuse me, saints. And here was the resurrected Christ walking with them, talking with them, and they didn't know. You see, the church is caught up between two thieves.
Tell it.
The past and the future. You know, those are the two thieves that hung on the two sides of Jesus, you know. One thief was the past. The other thief was the future.
Right.
The past says, well, God used to do that.
All right.
The future says, well, he's coming again. After a while, it'll be all right. When I get over yonder. And that leaves you hanging on the cross in the middle. But you've got to make up your mind what you want to be, what you want to do, what you want to have. For your power to make up your mind is the power to change and control your destiny. Your power to make up your mind is your God-given power to be what you want to be, do what you want to do, and have what you want to have. Let's stand now for the treatment. This is one of the differences in the ministry and in the message and in the sermon here. We don't just preach it, we practice it immediately. How many of you, while you were sitting there listening to me, you thought about something that you wanted to be, to do, and to have, and you made up your mind? Are you ready to make up your mind?
Yes.
Some of you may want to be radical, like a lady in Philadelphia some years ago, a lady with children I never will forget. I told them, I said, "If all of you who want a new house, go looking for it. Go pick it out, whether you have any money or not. Start getting ready to move." And you know, every once in a while, there are some people who don't have any better sense than to do what Reverend Ike says. This crazy woman went home and started packing up her belongings. The children said, "Mama, where are we going?" She said, "I don't know where we are going." "But Reverend Ike says that we are going. And I'm packing up, getting ready to go." You don't have to wait for the chariot from the sky. But this lady made up her mind, and she and her kids packed up their things. Seeming miraculous things happened. A chain of events took place. And she was able to buy her own house in Philadelphia and brought me a picture of it. We're going to do the treatment, the prayer treatment for making up our minds now. But please go from here today recognizing the power of a made-up mind. Make up your mind. Never mind how. Don't trip over how. Because when it happens, the intellect won't even understand how it happened. The intellect will look back and wonder how it got over. How many of you have had God do things through you and for you, and you don't know how? I want to say this again because many people dash their feet against this stone. This is what the 91st Psalm means when it says, He will give His angels His thoughts charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. The stone of materiality. The stone of how.
All right.
You don't have to know how. Are you ready now to make up your mind?
Yes.
Let's make up our minds right now about good health. How many of you are ready for good health? I mean, no matter what your age is or becomes. Let's make up our minds about it. Because health is made up in your mind. Good health is made up in your mind. Place your hands in a receptive position. Right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
I make up my mind.
I make up my mind.
About good health.
About good health.
And total well-being.
And total well-being.
I've got good health made up in my mind.
I've got good health made up in my mind.
I decide to be healthy.
I decide to be healthy.
No matter what my age is or becomes.
No matter what my age is or becomes.
I have no need or desire to be old and feeble.
I have no need or desire to be old and feeble.
God in me is my good health.
God in me is my good health.
And my total well-being.
And my total well-being.
At every age.
At every age.
My mind is made up.
My mind is made up.
My heart is fixed.
My heart is fixed.
It is settled in my mind.
It is settled in my mind.
Good health.
Good health.
Good health.
Good health.
Total well-being.
Total well-being.
At every age.
At every age.
Throughout eternity.
Throughout eternity.
My heart is fixed, O God.
My heart is fixed, O God.
My heart is fixed.
My heart is fixed.
On good health.
On good health.
And total well-being.
And total well-being.
I've got it made up.
I've got it made up.
In my mind.
In my mind.
And now I make up my mind about happiness and love.
And now I make up my mind about happiness and love.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Right now.
Right now.
I make up my mind.
I make up my mind.
I will not be depressed.
I will not be depressed.
I have no need for the blues.
I have no need for the blues.
I have no use for worry.
I have no use for worry.
Worry is no damn good.
Worry is no damn good.
God didn't ordain it for me.
God didn't ordain it for me.
And I won't have it.
And I won't have it.
The Lord delivered me.
The Lord delivered me.
I shall not be bound by worry.
I shall not be bound by worry.
And depression.
And depression.
I have the joy of the Lord made up in my mind.
I have the joy of the Lord made up in my mind.
I make up my mind to love and be loved.
I make up my mind to love and be loved.
I have no use for unloving thoughts and attitudes.
I have no use for unloving thoughts or attitudes.
I forgive everybody.
I forgive everybody.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And I am forgiven.
And I am forgiven.
I let go.
I let go.
Of all memory.
Of all memory.
Of wrong that may have been done to me.
Of wrong that may have been done to me.
And I make up happiness.
And I make up happiness.
I make up love.
I make up love.
In my mind.
In my mind.
Now I fix it.
Now I fix it.
I settle it.
I settle it.
In my mind.
In my mind.
My heart is fixed.
My heart is fixed.
Oh God.
Oh God.
My heart is fixed.
My heart is fixed.
Can you feel it?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you ready now to make up success and prosperity? I make up my mind about success and prosperity.
I make up my mind about success and prosperity.
I'm making up success right now.
I'm making up success right now.
I'm making up prosperity in my mind right now.
I'm making up prosperity in my mind.
Just like making up dough.
Just like making up dough.
I'm making up success and prosperity right now.
I'm making up success and prosperity right now.
Just like making up pizza.
Just like I am the pizza.
I got it made up.
I got it made up.
And I put it in my mind.
And I put it in my mind.
Success and prosperity are fixed in my mind.
Success and prosperity are fixed in my mind.
Success and prosperity are settled in my mind.
Success and prosperity are settled in my mind.
Failure can't touch me.
Failure can't touch me.
I have no use for poverty.
I have no use for poverty.
It's no damn good.
It's no damn good.
I don't want it.
I don't want it.
I cast it out.
I cast it out.
And I've made up success and prosperity.
And I've made up success and prosperity.
Thank you, God in me.
Thank you, God in me.
Now, here's the money thing. Listen to me and hear me good. We're going to make up some money right now. This is near the end, and I'm going to ask you to do me a favor because I am serious. There are going to be some folks, and they're going to be shouting for joy. Standing right here, we're going to make up some money. How many of you want to make up some money for yourself? I'm not going to call his name, but this young man here that's a concert pianist, and he was talking to me the other day about his career, and you know who I am, young man, and I'm talking to you, very fine young man, graduating from Juilliard this year, and he wants to go concertizing and so on. He's already got one contract and one album out. And I'm saying to you, young man, the success and the prosperity that you want, make it up in your mind right now. Make it up in your mind. If you make it up in your mind, God will bring you the right people. Just like the money we're about to make up. We're going to make up some money. Now, I'm going to make up some money, so sit down. And we're going to make up this money, and then we're going home. And I want to give you your assignment. Be busy in your mind making up what you want. How do you make up what you want in your mind? One way is by visualization. See it in your mind. The young man who's the concert pianist, graduating from Juilliard this year, start in your mind every day seeing yourself having the success that you want. See yourself taking a tour through Europe and Scandinavia, a concert tour. See yourself in Vienna at the Vienna Opera House. That's how you make up your mind. You want some money? See yourself with the money. Make it up in your mind. Feel the money. Smell the money. The first man whose letter I read today that got the check for $10,000 had no idea where it was coming from. He just was brainwashed by me, by listening to my jive. And I don't care what you call it. His jive. There's nothing wrong with jive as long as it's positive jive. As long as it is success jive. Prosperity jive, self-motivation jive. You need some more of that kind of jive. He didn't know where any money was coming from, but he just kept saying that loose my money prayer. And that's how we create it in our minds. We make it up in our minds. Listen, I'm going to make up some money for you, and I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Anybody who does not want to make up some more money between now and the next few minutes before we leave the service, please leave right now. So many interesting things happen to people. I'm warning you, because if you stay around me, I'll drop a positive thought in your mind on the subconscious level, and I'll pass up your conscious. Like the man who said he found one of my magazines at work, and he read it, and he said the same thing the lady said. Look at this jive preacher talking about people getting blessed with money. And all while he's working that afternoon, he just didn't get it out of his mind. It's a shame, that preacher talking about people getting blessed with money. And he just thought about it. You see, he was making something up in his mind, and he knew it. When he went out to the parking lot to get in his car, what did he find laying right down at the driver's door? Money. First thing he did was get home and send me some of it and apologize. I'm going to pray the Loose My Money Prayer with you. And the Loose My Money Prayer will also be for all of your good desires. Every one of them. We're going to make it up in our minds. Somebody told me before I got here, said, Reverend Ike, there's some folks who want to give you $1,000 on Reverend Ike Day. There's some folks that brought more than $1,000 who wanted to give it to you. And they wonder, would it be all right if they gave it to you? I said, for God's sake, yes. But if you don't have anything, make up your mind. Like I told you, if you don't have a penny, do what? Make up your mind. Won't cost you a thing to make up your mind. Make up your mind. So I'm not going to be poor. Now we're getting ready for this prayer. We're going to make up success, prosperity, and wealth. So repeat this after me. I am not going to be poor.
I am not going to be poor.
That's made up in my mind. I have no use for poverty.
I have no use for poverty.
It's no good.
It's no good.
I am not going to be a failure.
I am not going to be a failure.
God didn't put me here to be a flop.
God didn't put me here to be a flop.
I see myself as a big success.
I see myself as a big success.
And I've got it made up in my mind.
And I've got it made up in my mind.
Now I'm making some money up in my mind.
Now I'm making some money up in my mind.
Right here where I stand.
Right here where I stand.
Right now.
Right now.
Right in this spot.
Right in this spot.
Right now.
Right now.
I'm making up some money in my mind.
I'm making up some money in my mind.
I'm not going to be without money myself.
I'm not going to be without money myself.
Not me.
Not me.
Ooh, I see a whole lot of money.
Ooh, I see a whole lot of money.
It's my money.
It's my money.
Not only that, I see money making money.
I see money making money.
Money making money.
Money making money.
Money making money.
Money
making money. Money making money. Money, money, money making money. Money, 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 money making money. Money, 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 money making money. I see it.
I see it.
I've got it made up in my mind. And now I'm making up some surplus money. I don't want just enough to get by.
I don't want just enough to get by.
I'm making up some surplus money.
I'm making up surplus money.
I'm making up some money to enjoy.
I'm making up some money to enjoy.
Not just enough to meet my needs.
Not just enough to meet my needs.
Not just enough to pay my bills.
Not just enough to pay my bills.
But money to enjoy.
Money to enjoy.
Taking vacations.
Taking vacations.
Flying.
Flying.
Sailing.
Sailing.
Sunning.
Sunning.
Sightseeing.
Sightseeing.
Europe.
Europe.
Central America.
Central America.
South America.
South America.
Caribbean.
Caribbean.
Africa.
Africa.
Wherever I want to go. I'm making up the money.
I'm making up the money.
I got it in my mind.
I got it in my mind.
I've 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 got it in my mind.
Thank you, God in me.
Thank you, God in me.
All right. Here we go with the Loose My Money prayer. 11 words in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose my money, thank God. 7 times on 7 fingers. If you haven't been here before, look and listen. And you use this when you go home. Say it with me first, and then we're going to do it on 7 fingers. Our Catholic friends may be somewhat accustomed to this because, you know, you do your prayers on your rosary. Now, this is our rosary. In the name of Jesus Christ, loose my money, thank God. Now, that's our rosary, you see. That's the money rosary. Oh, my goodness, where'd that come? Let me hear you say, that's the money rosary.
That's the money rosary.
See, in the Catholic Church, I know a part of the Catholic rosary is Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. My rosary, you get it before you die. Don't forget that. What is it? The money rosary. 7 times on 7 fingers in the name of Jesus Christ, loose my money, thank God. Come on. In the name of Jesus Christ, loose my money, thank God. In the name of Jesus Christ, loose my money, thank God. In the name of Jesus Christ, loose my money, thank God. In the name of Jesus Christ, loose my money, thank God. In the name of Jesus Christ, loose my money, thank God. In the name of Jesus Christ, loose my money, thank God. In the name of Jesus Christ, loose my money, thank God. Now may the presence and the power.
Thank you, Father.
The love and the joy.
Thank you, Father.
The peace and the happiness.
Thank you, Father.
The healing and the good health.
Thank you, Father.
The strength and the courage.
Thank you, Father.
The success and the prosperity.
Thank you, Father.
All of the unlimited good that God is.
Thank you, Father.
Go with you.
Thank you, Father.
Above you and beneath you.
Thank you, Father.
Beside you.
Thank you, Father.
Around you.
Thank you, Father.
Behind you.
Thank you, Father.
Within you and before you.
Thank you, Father.
And make smooth, beautiful, and perfect your way.
Thank you, Father.
All